ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
ऐसे दुनिया में
इन द वर्ल्ड देयर आर 16 सेलेस्टियल फोर। कंप्लीट मींस कंप्लीटनेस ऑफ द 16 सेलेस्टियल डिग्रीज। In the world, there are 16 degrees. Today, we'll discuss about the flying stage, and one is ascending stage, the other is descending stage. When does descending stage happen? When does ascending stage happen? And when does flying stage happen? For half the cycle, if you see, we have done a lot of things for half the cycle. We had so much love towards God. We sacrificed a lot. Devotees sacrificed a lot. We made vows and we fasted and we went for pilgrimage. But still, we were not able to ascend. We kept on descending. Why? There's only one reason for that. Whatever we did it with the awareness of the body, that I considered myself as a body. Body is five, body is made up of five elements. Only because of that we are not able to ascend. In that, whatever attainments we had, it was for only limited period. That's why it said that we kept on descending. And in the last stage, we got the spiritual knowledge that we are different from the body. Soul is different and the body is different. When we do anything by with the awareness of the knowledge that we are a soul, then we ascend. If we want to ascend, one is ascending, the other one is descending. If we want to ascend, then you should become light. You cannot ascend with the weight. In today's slogan, Baba said that you make effort, but you have to do elevated task, greatness. You should have great task. You have to do great task and at the same time you do hard work. But at the same time you should have spirituality inside. If there's no spirituality or willpower, it comes through spirituality, the knowledge that who am I. That awareness have the power. If you have that awareness, there is lightness. The light essence. And then you can do anything. After that, what should you do to be light? Hard work is not everything. In the world too, it is said that if you keep a paper under the sun, and the sun rays keep on falling on the paper, but still it doesn't burn. There should be a proper method for that. And through method, proper method, you achieve success. Hard work is not everything. If you do not know the method, then you keep on doing hard work. That's why in the path of devotion, you kept on doing hard work. How much pilgrimage you went on, how many fast and vows you took. But there was no success. But the same thing, if you did by considering yourself as a soul, you should have ascended. Even today, if you see, the essence of all the knowledge is, Baba said this many times, that you have been calling me for half the cycle, now I have come. Remain in that awareness that you are a spiritual being. I have come in front of you. Open your eyes. In the Gita too, it is said that Arjun, I am standing in front of Arjun, but Arjun was not able to see me. Who was standing in front of Arjun? In the Gita, it said that you cannot see me, I give you divine vision. Even today, when you sit in meditation and when you sit to offer bhog, only one trans messenger goes to offer bhog. We can also see. What's the difference between the trans messenger and us? She is also following the path of spirituality and we too. Why is she seeing that? Who is she meeting? There's no extra in that. But Baba too has given few children few powers. In the world too, if you have to do any work in the world, Baba requires few children. So Arjuna too got divine vision. We too got, the trans messenger got the divine vision through which she was able to go and take the trans message. So Baba need capable children. If you look at the Pandavas too, there are five people. They, God gave only to one Arjun, only the one who helped God was given all the attainment. So the children's task is to give peace and happiness to others. If you remain in the awareness that you are a spiritual being, and if you keep on ascending, then whatever knowledge you listen to, that will go into the intellect. If you keep on climbing the hill, there will be a lot of rocks. If you keep on climbing, it's a lot of hard work. But you won't feel it as a hard work because you have an aim that I have to reach the goal. In order to reach the goal, you should follow certain rules. If you do not do the hard work and follow the rule, so you require hard work. So Baba shows you the method daily through knowledge. If you learn, you will achieve success. You do not read many, you do not require many things. Baba said, take one job every day. Because in a good gathering, you will ascend. Because for half the cycle, you have been descending. It's not just for today and tomorrow or today or yesterday. This attitude is deep inside. You won't understand it in an ordinary way. If you listen to this knowledge carefully, if you see as a detached observer, you are opening your eyes, you're listening as well as listening. You're seeing as well as listening. Just observe yourself. Where all are your intellect wandering? What other things are you remembering? You're still here. Within a second, the mind wanders. Eyes are in front, you're seeing, but at the same time, mind is wandering. That's why Baba said, you have to keep discipline for yourself. You have to look at yourself. So it's difficult to teach yourself. You have to understand who you are and teach yourself. That's why it's said, self-sovereign. Who'll teach yourself? There's a duality here in the mind. If I look at you and I get wrong thought, then the intellect, immediately you remember knowledge point. It's not like this, you should think like this. You can put a full stop to this thought. If in the intellect, if there is an awareness, where is attachment? Attachment is in the memory, awareness, it's in the intellect. If in the intellect, old memories emerge, for younger people, juniors, you'll be able to make them understand. If in the intellect, the memories emerge, that's why Baba said to connect your intellect with me. You're looking at me, but your mind is wandering, and if you're properly listening, your intellect is able to catch. Why are you not able to concentrate? Why are you descending and not ascending? If you keep attention throughout the day on one thought, that whatever I see, whatever you see throughout the day, or whatever you are listening, the camera of the eyes are opened throughout the day. Whatever you see, whatever you hear, whatever you do, it's recorded automatically. If something is recorded in a wrong way, then the intellect becomes polluted and it won't be clean. If your mind and intellect is not clean, then you won't be able to ascend. If you want to reach the flying stage, if you want to jump high, mind and intellect should be clean. Who impure makes mind and intellect impure? You just have to pay attention. You have to pay attention throughout the day that every second it's been recorded. 3-4 days, in this slogan it said, in every single thought, you have to increase your charity, number of charity. You have to check inside. So check inside in your thought. Are you accumulating charity or sin? So keep attention in your thought. Then Baba said about the words. In the words, what should you need? You need blessing in words. Your words should be such that it should not be very hard nor insulting to others. In your words, there should be blessing towards others. If you have such an attention for knowledge, the knowledge should be in the intellect. Without knowledge, you won't be able to reach liberation in life. So if there is knowledge, you have applied it on yourself. If you keep on applying, and if you keep on paying attention, and if you keep on changing, at times you ascend, at times you descend, it keeps on going up and down, but keep on practicing. If you continuously practice, then your mind and intellect, you'll be able to make it clean. But keep on practicing. Try this and see. Then you'll keep on ascending. For one day, if you pay attention on your mind and intellect throughout the day, so whenever you sit in the meditation in the evening, nobody will be able to stop you. If you want to reach the highest flying stage and reach the Parandham, nobody has the power to stop you. Who has the power to stop? Baba keeps on telling about Ravan Maya. Where is it? It's only at this level. If you come out of this corporeal level, you need effort in this level. That's why it's said that it's time to ascend. You need to pay attention to it, attention of the knowledge. Without paying attention to knowledge, it won't work. If you keep on listening, you have to see where is your intellect wandering. If you be a detached observer now and see, while you are listening, where is your intellect and mind wandering? That's why it said, you cannot keep hold of it. That's why it said that, please pay attention. How do you pay attention? I remember, while I was studying in the college, because at day, college starts at 12 o'clock, and I have food and then go to college. Sometimes I feel sleepy. I would write in the shorthand throughout the lecture and would remain alert. So if you have to keep yourself alert, you have to engage in work, because the nature also is influenced. You have not won over the nature. You feel cold, warm, because nature, you have an influence over the nature. There is an impact or influence of the atmosphere on you. That's why you have to look at yourself, how you have to remain active, because this is study for ascending, and this is the basis or foundation for the whole cycle. If you have to earn for the whole cycle and you require ascending stage, for that, this is the foundation. Pay attention to this. And how much ever you have knowledge, you have to teach yourself. Because it has become a habit for many births. Papa said not to look at the bodies. It's not good that this person yelled at me, this person did wrong things to me. But what should I do today? It's very easy to listen and say, but you have to practice that this thought emerges that this was the person. If you're not paying attention, this thought keep on popping up. For that, you need the attention of knowledge. You have, when you're ascending, such blocks, obstacles will come. And there's lot of karmic account with many souls. So this knowledge is a weapon. If you use this weapon and use this weapon, then you'll get power through yoga. This power yoga, which Baba says, I need such powerful yogi children. You, not through physical power, but through yoga power. In this world, Baba said, Baba loves whom? Baba loves the one who does service. Everyone are ready to do service. But those children who are capable souls, Supreme Father requires those children who are yogi and capable. Not through physical power, but through yoga power. With the power of yoga, the happiness and peace can be attained only through yoga. For that, every single second, every single step, there will be obstacles, there will be problems, there will be thorns. It's not that in anybody's life there's nothing like this. That's why it said that it's dark Kali Yuga. If you have two weapons, then you will ascend. If you do not pay attention to this knowledge, then it's not ascending stage. Your graph will be up and down. And you keep on coming down, descending. And it's not that Baba will give you automatically. It doesn't work that way. You have to make effort. That's why it said that number wise effort. You don't require a lot of effort, but if you do any task in a methodological, systematic way, you will achieve success. That's why I said that slow and steady. If you do not have to eat a lot, eat little, but you should chew properly and eat. Here too, you made lot of notes of knowledge, you have listened to Lord, you just require one drop and then take that point, churn about it, describe about it. How much ever you expand on one topic, your intellects expand. If you see, if I do not want to give a class today, I listen to only, I'll write points. I won't churn, but I have to give it to others. Then there's a demand and supply. I have to give. Then what should I speak about this topic? I keep on churning. If the guests are coming, you prepare food. Otherwise, you eat the normal food really. Here too, there's a nature here. You have to understand that nature. If you see in the current situation, if you sit and do the churning, you're alone. There will be thought that will be coming. A thought will be that of the old past memories because your intellect is full. It is full of past memories and the memories are of rubbish nature, not of knowledge. Because you think that, what will I do by churning the knowledge? So you should churn the knowledge to give it to others. That's why it's seen in the current situation. If you look at the current situation, it's really important to discuss about the knowledge. Do not discuss about anything apart from knowledge. Everyone have everything in the fingertips. So it's not about forwarding things, it's about discussing amongst yourselves. Baba said, if you want to remain cheerful and happy, Gosadadi would say, be cheerful and give happiness to others, remain happy and sadness to others. So I would think, how would I give happiness to others? Dadi said, remain happy and give happiness to others. From where will I get the happiness? Then I got to know the jewel of knowledge which Baba gives. If you give one point to others and look at the face of others and look at yourself, then you will get the thought that I looked at this person and I remembered these points. I did service today. You remain happy. So this is the aim of the Brahmins. In your awareness, you would remember automatically. That's why it's said that in the awareness, you should not remember any worldly beings or other things, rubbish. So there are a lot of things that's filled inside. So there shouldn't be any waste that should be coming. There's a method to remove the waste. If you follow the proper method, if you didn't get anyone, you can call someone. Nobody will ask you. You should call and give only points. Make it a habit. Not for others, but for yourself. If the other person doesn't like, okay, leave that. Give it to other person. So, be aware. That's why it is said that you should be free from attachment. The attachment, the five vices that emerging, that will go automatically. That's why Baba says daily, be an embodiment. You won't feel powerful unless you became an embodiment. That aura won't be created. You have to become an embodiment of your form. So Baba said, self-respect. In the recent Avik Babdada clip you heard, that remain seated in the seat of Master Almighty Authority, then the powers will listen to you. You have to become an embodiment that I am Master Almighty Authority. Why have mastery over which power? Someone did master. If the person is a heart specialist and a doctor, but his specialization is on heart disease. So do I have mastery over the power to tolerate, power to accommodate? Look at every single power. Where all I have to tolerate, where all I have to accommodate, can I have mastery over these powers in different situations? That's when you say you are a master. If you have done mastery over all the powers, then you become Master Almighty Authority and remain seated in the Master Almighty Authority stage. You won't even realize where 1 hour went away. And then keep on expanding about 1-1 powers. What should you do to expand these powers? How can I be a master over this power? That's what is called as Master Almighty Authority. Then the powers, keep on churning about the powers. How much ever you think, what you think, that you'll become an embodiment of that. And that becomes an energy that's called aura. And from aura, vibrations spread in all directions. So you have to become an embodiment. If there's an embodiment, there'll be power. So this embodiment is the foundation of ascending stage. If you want to remain in the ascending stage, then be an embodiment. If you remain seated here, there shouldn't be any thought of the worldly things. If you sit here, there should be only thought about Parindam. Baba said many times, intellect and the mind, based on the knowledge, you should follow mind and intellect. and you should tame mind and intellect based on the knowledge, not based on the old samskars. There should be proper method for that. If you look throughout the day and if you pay attention on mind and intellect and pay attention to the knowledge and keep on churning and giving knowledge to others, then mind and intellect becomes clean. Otherwise, if you look at others, even if you don't want, if you look at the others' behaviors or features or talk, that creates waste thought, and these thing gets inside your intellect because your intellect is empty. That's when you become peaceless and you become low and sensitive. Who did? Because you looked at other person's behavior, habits. So you have to become an embodiment throughout the day. You should be in the ascending stage. What's the foundation of flying stage? There are 3 degrees. One is ascending stage, descending stage. For half a cycle, you were in descending stage. And the third is the flying stage. If you have to become 16 celestial degree full, you have to get mastery over these 3 degrees, these stages. That's when you become 16 celestial degree full. Om Shanti.